You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black list for something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life, and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, muchachos, my friends. February 18th, it's the big show here, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. I'm the Ocho Man. Today we have our man here, Armand. Armand's visiting from L.A. again.
Good morning.
Good morning, he says. And Chris, our production man.
What's happening, Ocho Man?
Everything's good. Tony, where's Tony at? I guess Tony passed out at a buffet today.
he was debilitated. He couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Head first into the coleslaw, huh?
Well, yeah. I tell you what, guys, it is so damn cold outside. I couldn't even move my damn car out of the snow this weekend. It was pathetic. It was pathetic. I'm telling you, it was like 15 degrees. It's getting crazy. What did this groundhog do to us?
Oh, you mean Punxsutawney Phil, that groundhog?
Yeah. That Punxsutawney Phil or whatever his name is. I'm telling you right
now. He fucked us.
He did fuck us.
Yeah.
What? Now he sees his shadow or what? How's that go?
Well, I think the tradition is if he sees his shadow, it's indicates 6 more weeks of winter. And if he does not, that means so it's early spring.
The little prick seen a shadow.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what they said. I don't know how that went down, but they said 6 more weeks of winter after they got to seeing little Phil run back into his hole.
Well, Los Angeles was about 92 last Saturday.
92?
Yeah, they almost set a record. It was really hot.
92. Chris, that's where you're from,
man. I know.
Malibu.
Homesick now.
Well, what's going on with LA? I mean, what's going on with this movie? You were supposed to give me the news, and you did not tell me when you came into the studio today on what was going to happen with me in the script. So come on, fill me in now.
Well, I talked to the producer. We had dinner, and
Yeah.
I don't know. We just don't know if you're the type.
What the fuck are you talking about? I've been pumped up for this.
You're a little too handsome for the character we had in mind for you. We thought maybe Tony might be a better pick.
What, you described Tony? They like Tony?
Wow.
Yes, what Tony describes is rather perfect sphere.
He may have a new opening here for Tony.
Bullshit. Come on, talk to me.
Well, he has an everyman quality. You have the handsome leading. You have matinee idol looks.
Oh, fuck. I just wanted to be the dad of one of these kids. I pull him over and go, son, you have to go to the mill and work. This basketball thing is not your thing. We need to bring money on the table. We need food on the table, all that shit. You know, I'd be talking Armenian.
Can you put that on an audition tape?
Yeah, if you want. I have to speak it in Armenian, or do I...
Better do both, just in case. Can you...
So are they going to speak Armenian in the movie?
There will be, okay. But we're cutting it down to a minimum.
Interesting.
You know,
with subtitles. That's me, too. That's me, too. Man. I talk Armenian.
That's right. We're cutting you down to a minimum, too.
You motherfucker, you. I can't believe you're going to do this to me. Chris, I was pumped up for this.
I was pumped up for it.
How do you want your name in the credits? Ocho Man, or...
No. It'd be Jono.
Okay.
I'd want Jono. Jono Ocho Man.
You got to have the Ocho Man in quotes in between the first
and your last name,
name,
too?
Yeah, why not? So they could see the... We won't give out my last name here. So.
No. Well, yeah. I thought you objected to that. I thought, you know, you were going to change your name. Like Marvelous Marvin. Didn't Marvelous Marvin Hagler officially become Marvelous?
I think
that
so.
That was his name.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? How about the second movie? I change it. I mean, the first movie.
Oh, the sequel.
Of course. So what did they really say, though? Come on. Talk to me now.
Everything's going well. Here again, we probably push it to April or May now. But apparently they have computer effects for the snow. Speaking of snow, there's a lot of, you know, it's in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And there's some scenes in snow. But apparently they can do all that with special effects now, so that's no problem.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, all the stuff that they're able to offer with
special
effects now.
I am astounded at what they can do.
Okay, all right. Fuck all the snow. What do they say about me?
Well, maybe with special effects, we can ugly you up. We give you a little unibrow. Chris, what do you think? Take away those porcelain features, make you a little sallow.
That'd be a lot of...
It'd take a lot of work.
A lot of work on that effect, yeah.
Stifle yourself over there. What the hell are you
give you a cauliflower ear.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where's this? Is this going to be shot here?
Yes.
In the St. Louis area?
We're planning on it, yeah.
Nice.
So what kind of part of it I got here?
You're going to be a father.
I'm going to be a father?
Father, sure.
That's good.
You're not going to be a son, I'll tell you that.
No, I get that. But is it going to be like the father that works at the mill and all that?
Well, you'll get him. I'm sure you get a line or two, sure.
Yeah.
You'll be a day player, not just an extra.
beautiful, Chris. I knew it was coming.
He needs that insurance from SAG.
And the thing is,
Dad, do you have your SAG card?
What SAG card?
Uh oh, the union.
Boy. Chris, a way to bring that up on the fucking air here.
Chris, right. Get on that.
I should have left that one on the back burner here.
Well, we may have to void that whole thing there, guys.
You don't have a SAG card?
Of course, SAG. I SAG in the gutter.
Yeah, I know that card. I'm talking about Screen Actors Guild.
Well, how do I get that?
Well, you have to be in a movie.
Well, fuck, that's what we're going for.
Yeah, but you can't be in a movie without a SAG card.
I don't understand
you. You can't have a SAG card without being in a movie.
Correct.
So.
That's the problem.
This is getting bullshit here, guys. I'm telling you. Get me the SAG card.
We'll get there.
What do I have to do here? Chris, set it up like you did with my personal license plate and all that shit.
What is your personal
license? It's already on order. Oh, what? You haven't seen the license plate?
No. What is it? Man, Ocho? What is it?
Ocho Man.
Ocho Man.
And this, I got a couple dipshits that said it's Ocho. I got O-C-H-O.
Right.
Space MN.
You have a space too?
Yeah, I got
a long plate.
Space. It is a long plate.
Because that's eight letters, isn't it?
No, it's not. O-C-H-O-M-N.
Oh, you don't have an A in there.
No, I don't have
Speaking of license plates, remember that license plate you had, Chris?
Don't fucking bring this up. You and
I thought it was
Cooper
a great idea.
Are the only ones that fucked this up. All right, go ahead.
All right. This is the letters he had on his personalized
Please
plate.
Do it right. Please do it right.
I will give him the letters.
Go ahead.
Tell me what this is. N?
No, wrong.
No, it was
I'll
N.
I'll tell him what it
is. Oh,
was.
No, I'm sorry. Let me. I. Correct.
Yes.
Yes. I. F-O-R-N-I. Correct?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay. What is that?
I-F-O-R-N.
I.
I-Forney?
I-Forney.
I-Forney.
That's what everybody thought it was.
No, it's I for an I.
Fuckers. I got you. I for an I.
But why didn't you
I get it now. That's clever.
Yes, but she should have put I F O R A N I.
Yeah.
I for an
I.
That's
you.
The problem.
Wait, dude,
everybody thought it was I fornicate.
I fornicate wasn't bad.
It's not. I like it.
I mean, I walked into my buddy's house. He goes, his mom says, what's it mean, you fornicate?
Right.
What do you mean by that? At least I felt, well, okay, I fornicate. But
why would she ask?
But this one right here.
And was she attractive?
No, she was pretty
Well, that's why she asked.
But in any case, that's the one that I didn't like, what Chris just gave out.
Oh.
Ocho Man?
No. His definition of I for an I.
Yeah, if horny.
Oh, well, what did you think? So you were just bewildered by what that meant.
Yeah, I would see, it, you know, if I was actually seeing it, like I might be able to, you know, to process it more, but just actually hearing it and hearing it in my head.
It also would have helped if you had a space. Because
I can't put a space. They didn't let me put a space.
You just told me you put a space on Ocho Man.
That was Missouri.
See. You should have moved to Missouri.
They didn't allow it in Illinois.
Well, and he's...
All right. Well,
think as he started to say, he's catching some hell on the new one also.
Yeah. Because what's now they're saying Ocho, Minnesota, MN.
And so Joe's
fucking bullshit.
I'm impressed they knew that MN is Minnesota.
I don't see the fucking humor in this.
I think that's great.
Put a lot of time into that license plate, and these hillbillies here are saying Ocho, Minnesota.
Why don't you just put SAG card, and then we can take a picture of it,
exactly.
And you can bring it onto the set.
Card,
you have a SAG card.
Perfect.
No, how do I get the SAG card? Do I apply?
We'll get you a SAG card.
All right, you got to give me a SAG card if that's what it's all about, because I am a thespian.
There you go.
I am a thespian.
Well, without a SAG card, you're not officially a thespian.
Yeah.
Even in ancient Greece, they had to have SAG cards.
All fornicating right. Lesbian.
The island of Lesbos.
In basketball news here, West Virginia. How about this, guys?
Mountaineers, right?
Yeah, the Mountaineers, they knocked off Kansas.
Yeah, I saw this.
How sweet is that? As a Missouri fans.
Oh,
I'm not into is Kansas ranked? I know they're
Kansas
perennially
is ranked,
right.
You fucking douchebag. Kansas is one of the best teams in the world in college.
I thought Kentucky was the best, though, this year.
Well, right? The Kentucky's got a big streak going for them right now.
Oh, that's right. They're undefeated, aren't they?
They're undefeated.
What was the score of this game?
62-61.
I knew it was close, man.
I assume it was at home for West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were you going to ask?
What was the first team to win the national championship undefeated? Basketball.
I would say. Go ahead, Chris. You go first.
Yes. It's a tough one.
Man.
I got it.
You go for it.
I'm going to say UCLA.
Close.
Indiana. You're kidding. UCLA?
No, not the first. The first.
The first.
Army.
I said UCLA was close. You're on the other side of the country.
Okay.
No? Go north.
Go north, Stanford?
You're getting close. I told you, don't.
San Francisco.
State, yes.
Yeah. Really?
San Francisco State.
Yeah, they used to have good teams back in the 60s. And that's when
they were the first team to win the championship undefeated.
In the 60s?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look it up, but that's a great trivia question.
I think it was in the 60s. But check this out, too. Bob Huggins, he's the coach for West Virginia.
Right.
This son of a bitch gets $25,000. It's in his clause. If they ever beat a Kansas team, he gets $25,000 every time.
Wow.
I mean, how pumped up are you to see that fucking schedule and you go, let's circle Kansas?
Yeah, I'd give a hell of a speech before that
game. Oh, and the players.
Spread that wealth around a little.
Well, you can't. That's what I'm talking
about. Spread those drugs around a little. Exactly. A little Lasix in there. Cream of wheat.
What are you talking about drugs for? Yeah,
I wanted $25,000.
I heard you in the other room. And you were talking about they should legalize
all drugs.
All drugs?
All drugs.
Not pot, just all drugs.
All drugs, absolutely.
What the fuck are you talking about?
John, I
Ocho. He's a libertarian.
Ocho.
Yeah, John, Ocho.
I-Forney. Listen,
I'm I-Forney from Ocho, Minnesota.
Yeah,
you're from Minnesota. You know how it goes. You know that I prescribe harder drugs than that. I mean, painkillers, et cetera, those are all opioids.
Yeah, I mean, OxyContin.
Those are hard drugs.
Wait, now, besides being a screenwriter, Armand is also a doctor, okay? He just doesn't prescribe drugs.
Well, not often, but if we do surgery and they need pain, Demerol, I mean, sure, Meperidine.
Yeah, but
I'm out of his van,
I'm telling you, what about heroin?
Yes.
Heroin's bad shit.
Just meet him at the corner of La Cienega and Sunset. He sits there in a blue van.
I-40 is a plate.
Exactly.
He's also selling speakers as he's handing out each
watches, his office visit.
VHS porn.
Louis Vuittons.
I got to tell you guys something. When I was in L.A., when I lived in L.A., a guy pulls up with a van, and he's got these speakers in a box.
Right.
And he says, hey, I got to move these speakers. And I go, wow, those are fucking big speakers. He goes, yeah, I got to move them out, man, right now. You got 250?
Okay.
I go, 250. He goes, they're over $1,000 each, man. I go, wait right there. I'm going to the ATM.
he follows you to the ATM and has a gun and sticks you up.
No. I went and bought them.
Where did you stay in L.A. when you lived there?
I was in Glendale.
I
was in Glendale, and well, I lived at my cousin's house, and it was kind of a cool setting, man. I didn't do much. He's got a nut company out there that these guys are even actually going to be sending out nuts to our studio.
Oh, those are delicious.
Remember
you gave that bag to my mother that one time? Oh,
yeah,
she's still in love with you for that.
Oh, God.
He gave his nuts to your mother?
About 11 pounds of them.
11 pounds of nuts.
I have Ocho's nuts.
Yeah.
I've always looked up to this guy for a reason.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, American Nut, they love our show so much. They got 70 guys working for them. And these guys.
Wow, they're big. Wow.
Yeah, it's become a big time deal. It's not the same nut company that I worked for.
That you slept on the bags and.
All right. Don't let it out because you know what? Those workers over there are listening to our show. So,
I used to get a little manger set up in one of the back rooms. Slept on the cashews.
Yeah. Well, fuck, all he made me do was, he had white seeds out, pumpkin seeds, and the fucking thing would be shifting along and I'd have to pull out the black seeds and throw them away. The black ones that were rotted out.
Seems like you're...
This got to be boring as hell.
You're mentally capable.
I'm too good for that.
You could probably get the brown out, too.
I was thinking about my license plates being I fornicate. I'm not I fornicate. I fornai.
Yeah.
You said it. Jesus Christ.
So you were over in the Glendale area over by our...
Well, actually...
Adam Carolla's...
is that where he's
right
at?
Over there. His podcast studio is right over there.
But actually, I worked at... I think it was Sun Valley.
Yep, that's right, Sun Valley. It was
Sun Valley,
and
it was
nicer
more
area.
It was all industrial, though.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of industrial parks, etc.
Yeah, so that's where we worked. And my cousin, man, he had like this 30-year-old car, piece of shit station wagon, and he would put the fucking thing on there, that bar on the steering wheel,
yeah.
so no one would steal it.
Oh, right, the club. The club.
I looked at him. I go, who the fuck's going to steal this? He goes, shut up. You don't appreciate anything that I do. And everything I said was like, shut up. You'll appreciate it one day. Yeah, if you're going to get in this, you're going to appreciate everything I do. Well, you know, I guess I didn't
appreciate
it.
Speaking of that sort of thing, I was at a gas station one time driving down to New Orleans, and I had a person of color call me over. And said,
person
hey,
of color? A black guy called you
yes,
over?
Yes, an African-American. Or he could have been a Jamaican-American.
They don't call them colored people anymore.
I didn't say. I said a person of color.
What you talking about, Willis?
Not necessarily that color.
All right, go ahead. Quite go that ahead. Well, so what are you saying?
He called me over and asked me, hey, listen, $100, I got a computer, a laptop. In the box, in the package. And everything.
It may have a little
blood.
I bought it.
You bought it?
It was a block of wood.
Shut
Are you
up.
Serious?
It was a block of wood.
Wow. Mr.
Intelligent.
True
you.
Story.
That'll
true
show
story.
You.
True story.
Well, didn't you? Now you,
it felt,
you always it, rip on it, me. Didn't you open
no,
up the damn
no,
box?
No, I just, you know, I thought, what a deal. I want to get this, you know, I want to get this over with before the cops show up.
Oh,
greed.
Dude.
Absolute, abject greed. It was a good lesson for me. It was a cheap lesson.
I wish you kept it.
No, I didn't. I did a Bruce Lee on it. Broke it right in half with my foot.
We could snap a photograph of it and upload it onto the blog at OchoMan.com.
I haven't thought of that in years. Yeah, that guy really got me good.
You know, it's this show that brings up bad memories, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you dredge up a lot of
them.
Like Sigmund Freud. Would you like to hear about my childhood and my penis envy?
Sigmund Freud. I did a little thing on Sigmund Freud.
No, we knew who he was. Oh, in college.
Yeah.
I thought on the
Sigmund
show
Freud,
you did it.
No, in fact, this show. Sigmund Freud, I kind of like the shit, and it goes back to your drug thinking here.
Okay.
Because Sigmund Freud believed in anything that you could capture or control is not something that should be called like a drug or something. Because he was always into heroin.
He was, yeah. He had some opiate addiction.
Yeah, and he always believed in if you can control the substance, it shouldn't be bad. So I guess in a way, he's in your mentality.
Well, my opinion is that I have dated and had friends that are virtual drug addicts, though not heroin or cocaine, but prescription drugs. And these people...
That's even worse, I hear,
I think it is, but these people function. They go to work. They make a living. The drug, per se, I don't think is the problem. It's if you're paying $500 a day to get it, you have to be a prostitute kill people or some kind of crime to get the money. That's where the problem.
Well, the opioid.
Prohibition.
Yeah, the opioid prescription epidemic is just unbelievable. You know, the access
absolutely.
To OxyContin and stuff. I mean, you know, some areas of the United States, you know, OxyContin, some people are paying, you know,
it's
yeah.
like
for
money.
For an 80 milligram OxyContin, they're paying $80 to $160 for one pill, $1 to $2 per milligram.
You could get a condom in Venezuela for that.
Exactly.
$755.
Yeah, at least half of a condom.
Oh, by the way, how's that coming along, Chris? I told
condom.
You to look into the fucking boat for us.
Yeah,
so.
We'll have to discuss that off the show because I don't want anyone...
Because
either stealing,
well, no, that's
stealing our idea
yeah,
or
you're
reporting
right, you're
us.
Right. You're right. Why
who would know
whole,
now?
We've got
it's
a
just
whole
between the three
operational
of us.
Apparatus
yeah,
in
who
place
the hell's
here.
Listening to this show? But in any case, I mean, that's big-time money. That's big-time money. And you know what? I think these doctors, they were so liberal with this fucking thing, with these drugs. They just gave them out for if you had a sore arm or something, they were giving out.
Well, the problem was, and they're really cracking down on this, is the doctors not only gave the prescriptions, you bought them from the doctors.
Yes, absolutely.
And that those are we call those pill mills.
Yeah.
And that is... Really getting
huge
under some
epidemic,
scrutiny,
especially Southeast. It's a major epidemic
right.
in Florida and
they're cleaning
Alabama,
that up,
Georgia.
Though,
yeah,
because the doctors are cashing in.
Yep.
Well, speaking of cleaning up here,
well, weren't you? Did you want to discuss the coach?
The coach. Well, the coach. He's made.
You object to
$25,000. He's made $25,000. I'm just saying to you guys right now, these poor kids right now, tuition is up, and. You know what? How can you just give a coach $25,000 to beat Kansas? That's on his contract clause. If you beat Kansas, you get $25,000. And tuition's up here, my friends. The only way these people now have a shot, in my mind, their kids got to do something in sports. And you know what? That's the only way you can afford the school now. If the kid plays Division I or Division II, there is no way a guy can work 2-3 jobs with tuition going up every year.
Well, I think that particular stipulation in that contract, the person who wrote that probably thought, what are the odds of this clown beating Kansas? I mean, it's like betting the money line on, you know, 25 to 1 shot.
Kansas aren't high.
Right. So they probably thought, we're probably not going to even have to pay off.
Yeah, but you should know that your team is Division One. You're selling out the state.
Well, there's a possibility, arena. Yeah,
you can beat Kansas. I mean, you can still beat Kansas.
But in retrospect, if they beat Kansas, the actual value of that to the school is probably many times $25,000. Because if you can say you're recruiting somebody, and you can say last year we beat Kansas.
I understand that, but then don't come when the kid walks into your office and say, you know what, I'm a couple grand short or whatever. I'm sorry. This is what our policy is. This is what you got to pay. You got to pay the 44 and not the 38 that you have.
Yeah, but now how about Dean Farwell, who basically just sits there and tells people, you know, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, and he's probably making a couple $1 million.
Right.
So who is really getting overpaid?
Well, are you saying right now the CEOs and so forth, they deserve it?
No, I say everyone deserves what they get. If someone's paying you that's what you deserve. Look at us. We make, what, $5,000, $6,000 for the show?
In drums. I mean, Russian
Chris,
drums.
Chris, what do you get? Six grand? $6,500?
Don't tell them anything, Chris.
Well, some people might think that's excessive for what Chris does.
It's just every 5 years. $5,000 or $6,000 every five years.
Well, that's about right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well.
This show is growing, you pricks.
It is.
Come on.
You got the ratings? Nielsen ratings?
Ratings have been up, man. Yeah. We've been doing really good.
Highlighted every week on the highlighted section on iTunes, on the new and noteworthy section. Yeah, moving on up in the sports, so the sports area also on iTunes podcast store.
I don't know how the hell do they figure that out?
Get
us in sports.
Is that what we are?
Yeah, well, it's sports betting. It's the iTunes heading that we fall under. You know, Apple is bizarre about this stuff.
I have an idea for an invention I want to run by you, by the way. That I won't put on the air.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
you're going to make us rich.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Chris, you can get in on this, too.
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I like rich.
Remind me to tell you about this.
Well, definitely. And definitely, I'll tell you what, in the later part of the show, I got some great picks in the NHL. I had my buddy call me up last night. It was around 6:30 or so. So I was about to catch the 7 o'clock games. I went 3-1. I gave him 3 winners and 1 loss yesterday. And that damn loss, I tell you what, I knew fucking Florida was going to beat Toronto in the NHL, but I went with Toronto, and I kicked myself. I could have went 4-0. The guy could have made some serious dough.
Why'd you change your mind?
Something about Toronto. I think they were in a rut, and I said, this is the game they get off of the rut, and this is the one they win. And I even told him, listen, the St. Louis Blues lose tonight.
Well, they lost badly.
You were right on that one.
Yeah,
well, I was targeted on that one. I tell you, I love Dallas. Dallas was plus 180 to 200. I said jump all over that. And he had some guys, you take out this Las Vegas from St. Louis here, and they were all like, we can't do that. We cannot bet against the St. Louis Blues. You dumbass.
If you're out there,
what's that?
Hari Luttinen was just outstanding.
Well, it seemed to me, and I knew it. I knew it from the get-go that St. Louis was going to be flat, and Detroit was skating all. Not Detroit, but Dallas was skating all around these guys.
Well, that hometown, I can't bet against my home team philosophy. It's caused more pauperized people.
You know, the Dallas Stars, they are skaters, man. You know, compared to a lot of the other teams, they are super fast. They're skilled skaters.
They're young. They're 20. Yep. They're 26 and 22. I told the guy, I said, I know you got a heart thing for St. Louis, but give it up on this one. The Dallas wins this one. And you know what? I think they still went in and bet St. Louis. So fuck them. You know, you can lead them to the water,
Hey, listen, the bookies, they thrive on that sort of
bookies, sir. We don't deal with bookies here.
The people,
you know,
the casinos, the illicit.
You know, Ultraman, I think it would be hard for anyone to argue that the Central Division is the hands down strongest division in NHL.
There's no question about it.
There's not a single team in the Central Division that's under 500.
Yeah, well,
every team's over 500.
And the thing about it, it just seems like when one wins, the other has to win too. Yeah. They got incredible records right now, and there's three of them up there, and all three of them are busting ass right now to hold it.
Yeah, how hot is Nashville, man?
Nashville is
out. I mean, they are out of
control. I love Nashville last night. I told him last night, I said, take New Jersey. Take Nashville.
Who did you tell this to?
I told my buddy out in Vegas.
Well, you didn't tell the audience?
No. I didn't have my show yesterday.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I didn't. I thought I didn't. I missed that one.
Yeah, we actually had some upgrades in the studio here.
That's oh, what okay. We're yeah, new, new dash, I needed those picks.
Yeah. New board and everything,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, oh, I see where there's a new on-air sign out there.
Yeah, a new on-air sign.
That little placard he used to write on-air, A-E-R.
Exactly.
Nobody, yeah. Nobody knows what the hell he's talking
you
about.
Fucking idiot. I didn't
We got all
that.
New walls.
A-E-double-R.
Yeah.
In any case, you know what? If I give you some winners, you got to take it to the bank on it.
I know, but you didn't. You didn't have a show yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it.
I know. I'm talking to my buddies out there.
Okay.
Out in Vegas. And
well, call me.
And speaking of big-time money here, Lance Armstrong is ordered to pay $10 million for lying about his performance-enhancing drug. The Dallas Sports Company, he got really pissed off when they said, you know what, we don't want to give you this money because we don't think that you, you know, we just have our doubts that you won this the right way. And he sued them whenever he won the Tour de France. And they gave him the $10 million. That was the bonus.
I don't think I understand. Now, were they sponsors of his?
Yeah.
What do they have to do with him?
Well, they were a Dallas sports company mm-hmm. that gave $10 million that they were part of his advertising company.
Ah, okay.
And the bonus was if he wins a Tour de France, they have to give him $10 million. Okay. Oh, and
this guy's a clown.
Boy, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. And these guys went to court and they said, you know what, we just don't like the whole thing here. Something's wrong with this whole situation, this sports company. And they took him to court and Lance Armstrong won and he got $10 million. Well, guess what? The courts ordered back, give him back the $10 million. So he's got to come up with the $10 million, which isn't a big deal. I'm sure he's got the $10
million. You think?
Oh, of course. Dude, this guy still got probably over $100 million sitting in the bank. I mean, this guy did a lot with that Live Strong.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's made some serious dough.
You seem to have a grudge against
guys that are millionaires.
Well, no. The what's his name? Lance Armstrong.
It's only billionaires.
We talked about him.
Yeah, well, this was just one news.
It's guys with one nut is who he has a grudge with. It's Lance Armstrong. That's the
that would have been Hitler too. I think.
Yeah, well,
his was
I definitely have a grudge against Hitler.
I don't think I'd want to ever meet Hitler.
Because he had an undescended testicle, or
no, because he had a bunch of SS
he
guys
didn't.
Around him.
Goebbels had an undescended testicle, I think.
Well,
he had like seven kids.
That just blows my mind that you know that.
What the fuck?
Undescended
are you talking
testicle.
About he didn't have a ball or what?
No, he did, but it was in his gut.
Yeah, it was still
it was
up inside
in his gut. Well, that's fucking
as
gross.
As you develop, your testicles drop from your abdomen into your sac.
Yeah, I think Hitler
Well, yours
one.
Do, but the less fortunate children don't.
Herbal
and they
had
call it an undescended testicle.
Goebbels had one in his abdomen, and Hitler had one in his mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know where Ava Brown had hers.
Oh, boy.
Little history. Ooh, I wish Tony were here to debate that.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Tony would get a kick out of that.
Yeah, Tony's still laid out in that buffet.
Speaking of balls in your mouth.
Wow. I
kick
hope
a man
didn't.
While he's down there.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. He doesn't listen to
Sorry,
our show.
Sorry, Tone.
That was crass.
GQ had a big interview
with Chris.
All right.
Fuck. He's on this game today, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, oh, Chris is on a roll today. Kobe Bryant.
Priceless.
All right, shut up so I can get
go ahead,
GQ
please.
Here.
Excuse me.
GQ gives out a big interview with Kobe Bryant where Kobe just comes out and says he embraces his image and doesn't give a fuck what people think about him. No apologies from this guy. Either you love him or you hate him. That's what he said.
What is his image, though?
Well, throughout the NBA on the Los Angeles team, this guy takes a lot of heat. I mean, this guy always
rapist.
He's not a team player.
Oh, yeah, and, I know he has that reputation.
He's chased off Shaq. Dwight Howard had a problem. Well, Dwight Howard has a problem with everybody. But I'm just saying, Kobe, that's his team, though, and he makes it known that that's his team.
But what about the rape allegations that? I think
you
crass
know,
over there.
You know what? That was all bullshit anyway.
Gave a little guttural. You think that was bullshit?
And that was all bullshit. I think the chick really wanted it. I mean, honestly, she came out and she even called her friends and stuff afterwards saying something about it. Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But what were the allegations?
I actually agree with you there.
Was it rape? Did she say he raped her?
It was along the lines of that.
I think he took the wrong entrance, right? Isn't that what she was complaining about?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't understand.
I don't think she was complaining.
Oh, Joe, you got to be a little smarter. And that's all I object to is stupidity. And if you're Kobe Bryant, you know these women and maybe some men are
Yeah, but she was talking about getting a ring and everything from
Kobe. That's even worse. If he doesn't get the ring for her, you know it's coming. Then you know you're going to be in trouble.
I'm sure he
told her I'll leave my wife for you know the line. I use it all the time. You never would, but
these guys are just stupid.
Right, you know,
the
guys stupidity that I object to. Right,
you know, to have any sort of thought that any of this is ever is
coming
stand
back
or
to
wraps
them.
Or stay
right.
hidden. It's
that there's no consequences.
Like you see this over and over with guys on the celebrity stage or with guys.
I
who
see
have
it
power.
With doctors. Doctors.
That's why every time I go to Bunny House, I use the name Armand. I'm Armand.
Hi, I'm Armand.
I'm a screenwriter.
I'm here for my monthly.
And I give you permission. You have my imprimatur.
What else is happening, buddy? What's going on with you? Out in L.A., so you met the...
Yeah, I just finished the other script about the nurse with the cancer cure. I have to send that in, actually. I was going to finish it this morning, but I had to shovel snow.
Are we going to have an exclusive here on Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that?
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I wrote another script that hopefully we're going to try to get on. This is more of a cable, even though I really don't like to sully my reputation with TV.
So you're HBO now?
Or something like that.
Slumming.
Yeah, this is the peasantry. But, we're going to try to pitch that one to the cable networks.
Wow, that's
great.
Yeah,
I just finished it, and I'm going to send that in.
Actually, I'm into my third season now. I'm behind on everything but Breaking Bad. I'm in my third season.
I've never seen that. Everybody loves it.
Oh, you got to see it, man. It's something that you would really dig. Because,
it's well written. I mean,
What was that last one with HBO that I found to be? I just wanted to stab my eyeballs out. It's where
people
are missing.
Yeah, the leftovers.
Oh my god!
That was a bizarre show.
Stay the fuck away.
Ocho Man hated it.
Oh,
I liked it. I thought it was
the leftovers.
Yeah, the leftovers.
Okay. You almost have to be on drugs to enjoy this.
Yeah, it is. It is a bizarre show. It's a good one though. If you want to see it, if you have HBO on demand,
it'd be interesting to watch just to see the different opinions you guys have.
Yeah, we're like that Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah.
Siskel. Gene Siskel, yeah.
What did I say, Thistle?
I don't know what you said.
I was close. Yeah, everyone knows what the fuck I was saying. So you didn't catch the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary?
No, I missed that. No.
But you don't watch shit like that, though, do you?
No, I think I was probably watching The Chase or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something. You know me. I like game shows.
Yeah. Well, this...
You... Yeah. Oh, wow, you got the music even.
He came up with that quick, didn't he?
Man's right on the money there.
I didn't give him a finger or anything. Had a lot of coffee today.
That's why he gets $800 a year.
Every
that's
five.
That salary of his.
You know what? Yeah. That's a lot of money. So,
absolutely. Venezuela, for instance.
It was good, though. I saw it, Ocho Man. It was good. I didn't see all of it. I saw the
Ocho Man doesn't agree with you.
I got to disagree with you again. What the fuck did you like in this one?
I shouldn't say all was good.
The old clips were classic, I love that shit. But then
that was half the good part of it. De Niro was awful.
What the hell was De Niro doing on there? Was he host?
Yeah, he announced somebody. He came out. I mean, it's like the guy had no idea what he was doing. He was horrible.
What about Chevy Chase? He looked like he was
just
half dead.
He's an idiot. He's awful.
I think the man's sick. Yeah, I've seen him.
I really do
he
think
he doesn't
he's
look
sick
well.
Because in that skit that he did, he had that old black guy that was on Saturday.
Garrett Morris?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked him.
Is that his name?
The original. Yeah, Garrett Morris.
And he's the one that saved his skit by coming on.
He's great. Yeah, he's really good.
He was doing the translating for Chevy Chase because Chevy Chase had no personality. And in a little screen in the right corner, it was him like yelling out what Chevy Chase was saying. So this was kind of like everyone knew that he's really went downhill.
Some sort of aphasia, yeah.
So let me ask you, did you think of the skit, Californians?
God damn it, I knew you were going to say that. And I hated that script. I hated that.
I was
poking my eyeballs out.
It was awful.
Can you give me a little...
They were all like Barbie doll people that were infatuated with the mirror. And then Betty Davis comes on with that guy from American Sniper, and they lock lips.
Bradley Cooper.
I didn't think it was funny.
It was
I actually stopped
they were all
even
doing the bizarre, like,
How much of the show?
California accent, like, I don't care.
Yeah, oh, like Valley Girl stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
How much of the show was the clips of the classic stuff, and how much was fresh, new,
you know,
horrible stuff?
I really thought that with Eddie Murphy coming on, too, you were going to have a skit with Eddie Murphy, maybe do some of his old skits, but it wasn't nothing like that, man. It was, I wish they would have just kept it with the old
right,
skits.
That's what I thought would be, an anthology kind of thing.
Yeah, what you see the Chris Farley, mm-hmm, you see the
mm-hmm. Through
Belushi's,
the years, the evolution of Saturday Night Live.
Did you see Melissa McCarthy do her impersonation of Farley? Live in a van down by the river.
Yeah, I seen that. And she knocked over the whole...
What do you think of her?
I like her for what she does, but when you start playing a Chris Farley... That you're really barking up a big tree there, and I mean Chris Farley was the man, and for
he's,
her,
he's
to,
good. He was very funny. John Candy too. But let me ask you this question, a philosophical
Joe
question.
Joe Piscopo looked bad.
Yeah, has he still been lifting weights? And he was doing the juice for a while.
I have no idea, but Joe Piscopo did a Frank Sinatra, and he's always done a Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, right.
But I tell you what, man, he looked like he had aged a lot, and he looked. I guess he's off the juice a little bit or something because he looked like he had shrunk down too.
Well, that's what happens when you know they get into the weightlifting lifestyle, etc. But when you stop, your skin, you know, you get stretched out and things like that. They don't look good.
How many times did we
see Arnold with his
gym?
Shirt off lately?
No, I don't want to see it either.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
What about Sly? Sly still looks all right.
But Sly still works out, I'm sure, very hard. I mean, he's still at it.
How old is Sly? He's got to be 70.
67, something like that. Close to 70.
And I tell you what, man, he's in some action movies. He still gets around. The guy's still throwing his body around.
He looks good, yeah. He works very hard at it.
Guys you don't see anymore are kind of like...
Well, they're in The Expendables with Sly.
Yeah, yeah,
Dolph Lundgren looks good. He looks good.
All right, too. You're right about that.
But Melissa McCarthy, I mean, you know, Chris Farley's not an attractive man, but you know he got laid left and right.
Oh,
do you think Melissa McCarthy would get laid like that?
I don't know.
I don't think men care about that.
No,
are you
I don't
kidding
either.
Me? If Roseanne was getting laid, she's getting.
But
laid.
But look what she got laid by Tom Arnold. He's an ugly guy himself.
Tom Arnold's a good guy.
I know, he's funny, but he's not a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Chris Farley could get any Playboy bunny he wanted, any penthouse playmate. It doesn't matter, because you're Chris Farley. Well, I don't think it translates to women.
You're right about that. And you know what? I think maybe the chicks like a guy that's funny, too.
Well, sure, because he's funny. They don't care that he's a slob.
Yeah, I think they could adjust to that.
But no matter how funny she is, I can't wake up to that.
No. I. You know what? She wasn't looking that bad, was she, Chris?
No, she's not an ugly woman. No. She's not an attractive woman. She's not going to get a real handsome guy.
But again, going back to this California skit,
that was aside.
It was just a disgusting scene. I mean, Bette Davis is what 85, 80, whatever.
Bette Davis.
Yeah, Bette Davis.
The actress Bette, she's been dead since...
Betty White.
Oh, I said Bette Davis.
Oh, yeah, Betty. Yeah, she died in 1990-something, 91.
Bette Davis, sorry.
Okay, Betty White,
rest in peace. Bette White.
Okay.
Bette White.
She's 93, I think, 93, 94.
You're kidding. She's that
old? Or 90. Maybe she just turned 90. I think you said 90, 90th birthday. Yeah.
Bette White, man. Bette White was making out with our American Sniper guy.
Yeah, with Bradley Cooper.
Ooh, really? And that's to be funny? Was it supposed to be?
You can't unsee that.
Oh, God. I had to spit out my Oreos.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if I can have these donuts you gave me now. I'm a little nauseous, a little dyspeptic.
Guys, I gave him donuts because he loves donuts. Armand loves his donuts.
Homer Simpson of donuts. I love
donuts. Boy, I love my donuts,
and whole milk. Wow. You had a question for me about a date. We can't forget the...
Which one was that? Fill me in.
You asked February 8th, date in baseball history.
Well, that you see.
Did you ask Chris?
No, I haven't. What I'm going to do right now, Chris, are you up for this?
I'm up for it.
I got three words. The February 18th is the bonus question, okay?
Okay.
All right. I got three words here, Chris, and you can't fucking look it up on your computer real quick.
I'm not going to look it up.
So we want a definition.
I want you guys to tell me what this word means, okay?
All right.
I'm ready for it.
Chris first.
I've got three words, and it's best two out of three. I'm sure you'll sweep the whole thing, but I got a bonus question.
I'm sure Armand will, too.
I have a reputation to hold.
All right. Our first word is Buncombe. Buncombe or Buncombe.
How do you spell it?
Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, it's let's go to Chris first on this one. B-U-N-C-O-M-B-E.
Man.
Oh, boy.
Buncombe?
It's
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to send this one.
I believe that's Falderall. That's nonsense. Don't give me that bunkum.
Yeah, bunkum.
Bunkum, and that means, you know what, can we buy empty on that one? Yeah, that's what you were saying, right? What we have is empty or slowly talked.
Slowly taught?
Yeah, talked.
Talked. Oh.
That's what we came up with on them.
Interesting.
All right, so I guess I can give you a half a point
close,
on that. Half
close.
A point. You got a half there. You're still in this, Chris. You're still in it, baby.
All right, I'm ready for it. Let's do it. Next
this
one.
This next word is P-U-S-I-L-L.
Oh, I know this one.
A-N-I-M-O-U-S. M-O-U-S.
Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous.
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt this one.
Pusillanimous.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Cowardly. A poltroon.
Boom, boom. Look at that. Fuck, I got cowardly, and that's what it is, cowardly.
That was my answer.
That
was pusillanimous.
All right, we'll call it.
You should have beat him on that one, Chris.
Yeah, I
good
word. Our next word here, so you got 1.5 here. So, Chris, you can have something respectable if you get this one. Not yet. You're still in this.
Yeah, it's not the showcase yet.
I'd have to. This word is sungreen. Sungin.
Sungin?
Yeah. S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E.
Sanguine.
Sanguine, yeah.
Oh, really? Is that one?
You should know that one.
Yeah, I do know this one.
Go ahead, babe. Sanguine.
Sanguine. Now, you go for it, Armand.
Sanguine is optimistic.
Smart. That's what it is.
Optimism.
Okay. I don't have my... smart.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it to Chris.
Ah, look at that.
I'm going to give it. He had it.
What did he say?
It was in the top of his head.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah. He was going to give. So that gets us into the big bonus question.
Actually,
here.
Sanguine came from, it used to be one of the
You had your chance.
It means
you had
blood,
your chance. Yeah, blow it out your ass. We're moving
on. You're
saying
here. It wasn't optimistic?
It was hopeful and optimistic.
Well, that's what I said.
That's what you said, but I heard him whisper it out there before you.
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, which leads us to the big bonus question.
All right.
Well, contestants can still win this one here. February 18, 1909. This is today, February 18. This is the anniversary. What happened today in baseball history?
See, that's a tough question. Because
that is a really tough
nobody,
question.
Was it the first spring training?
No. Chris?
Was it the first operational year of MLB? I don't know.
Was it someone's birth? Was somebody born on that day?
No. I'll let
you have
one. Somebody
die on that day?
No. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Boston Red Sox trade Cy Young at the age of 41... to Cleveland. What was Cleveland's baseball team's name?
Back then, they were probably called the Cleveland Naps.
That's what they were. 41 to the Cleveland Naps. Cy Young at 41 gets traded today.
Wow.
At
I would have never had that one. So.
He probably would have pitched about 60 games that year, too.
Yeah, well.
He has the most wins and the most losses of any pitcher.
Well, moving on to...
And his real name is Denton.
Well, whose name?
Denton Cy Young.
Really?
Yes.
And he got rid of Denton?
Wouldn't you?
I like Denton. Denton's a good name, isn't it, Chris? Denton?
Denton Young. You put that on your license plate? Would you put that on?
That would be a Hollywood actor.
Denton M.N. Denton, Minnesota.
Oh, fuck. There we are again with Minnesota. You're the one that came up with it, genius.
That's technically true.
He's the one that came up with it.
That's actually true.
And he goes... I got the Ocho Man license plate for you if you want to order it. I looked at it. I go, Ocho M-N. Man, you're right. Let's roll with it. And boom, now I'm Ocho Minnesota. People are thinking I'm a pool player.
Hey, that's right. He wasn't from Minnesota, though, unfortunately.
Where was he from?
I think he's from New York.
He's from New York? Why was he calling Minnesota?
Don't ask me.
Well, you know everything.
But that's not where he's from. Minnesota Fats. Yeah.
All right. Another, I don't even know if I should even go with this one. This kid, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's kid, is he called Northwest?
Northwest.
That's the guy's
fuck
name?
Is the kid?
That's his name.
The kid's name is Northwest.
Northwest. Oh,
The kid's a walking compass.
Kanye West has a kid named Northwest.
Yes.
Yeah. Or is it Northwest West?
Yeah, it's Northwest.
No, don't fucking make this any more difficult. The kid's name is Northwest. Yeah, but wouldn't he be called Northwest West?
Yeah, no.
That's what
no,
I said. It,
no, that's the last. That's his last name is West.
Right. So his first name is North.
His first name is North. Okay. His last name is West.
Well, the way he read it, it seemed like it was Northwest
West. West, yeah.
His Christian name is North. His surname is West.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, well, what the hell is North? Where do they get North?
I think they're clever.
Northwest. So if they're from, obviously they're out in L.A. So if you're Northwest, you're in the Pacific Ocean somewhere.
You're in the Bering Sea, yeah.
Calabasas.
I thought that's there was something behind that.
Ventura County.
Exactly.
Well, you don't approve of that name, apparently.
No, the kid cries everywhere they take him. They sit him in the front row, and he cries. I mean, after a while, you take the kid and you put him outside the hallway. You got all these people. You got all the money. The kid doesn't even have to go.
Yeah, they hopped on the Harley to make a stop at Neptune's Net. That's where they got the name up in.
Really?
Over the? No, I'm kidding. It's over. It's up the PCH over the Ventura line.
Wow, you are from L.A., or have you been there?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, he hung out with that's another thing, too, right now. I'm calling you out on that.
Oh,
he's friends with Kid Rock and...
spent some time together.
And Jack Osborne?
Yeah, he's a good friend of my brother's, yeah.
And what does he do?
He actually has a... he does documentaries and
Filmmaker.
And yeah. Yeah, he did the... the doc on his dad that it got a whole bunch of what was it? God Bless Ozzy Osbourne. It was a documentary. It was great.
So the kid's basically talking about his dad.
Yeah, he's good. He does.
He was on
the
show, right?
He was on the Osbourne show.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. And you said that he had an X5 like you got right now, or what? A BMW?
Yeah, no, he pimped it up. Yeah, he used to have a really nice one.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I like Ozzy Osbourne, I like Beethoven, but I like Ozzy Osbourne, too.
I never understand what the hell he's saying.
That's what I like about him. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Hey, but when he sings, you can make him out. It's odd, you know, when he speaks.
Yeah.
You can't make head or tail out of what he says.
That's what I'm wondering, too, because the Scorpions... They sing in English. They can't talk English.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where are they from?
The Scorpions? Yeah. They're German.
Well, they're German. So they don't speak English, but they sing in English.
Yeah, they sing in English.
Well, I think they do it phonetically. You know, back in the old days, right after the silent movie turned into talkies,
right?
It was common that they made the talk. They didn't know what to do, so they made the talkies in four different languages. So you can find Laurel and Hardy movies in French where what they did was they actually just phonetically said the words. It was them saying it, but they didn't speak French.
Really?
Yeah, and they did that for about 2 or 3 years. So you see some of these old comedies are in Spanish and French, and Laurel and Hardy are speaking those other languages.
Laurel and Hardy, man, that was some good shit back then.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Shutter! One of my favorites.
Shutter!
That's Laurel and Hardy?
That's Ozzy.
Oh, that's Ozzy.
Oh, because it sounded like Laurel and Hardy. Yeah. I didn't hear that.
Do you have any? And in fact, if you since we were talking about Homer Simpson, you know where the doy, you know where that came from?
Yeah.
You do?
Doy!
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't do it right.
The Laurel and Hardy guy, James Finlayson.
Really?
Remember the bald guy that they're always messing with? He was always their enemy.
Right.
He's going, ooh! That was his shtick. They stole it from him. Did you know that, Chris?
I did not know that.
Well, you got to know that, Kraft. I mean, that type of shit.
Yeah, come on, Kraft.
You're the production guy here.
Crass is all over it.
Well, my friends, I think we're getting close to our big picks from the Ocho Man here. You want to give me a rundown on that,
Get
Chris?
Ready.
Oh, good.
Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's big picks of the day.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. Well, I tell you what, my friends, the Ocho Man, I was feeling good about NHL last night, and it's going to continue tonight with my three games that I have for you. Now, my first one here is Montreal taking on Ottawa. The spread on this one is 5.5 on the over and under. That's the only thing I'm looking at this one on the over and under. I'm looking at this one being 7 goals or over. I really see a lot of scoring in this one. It's not going to be a tight check type of game here. They're going to be taking down the puck from both sides here. I'm looking at a big score here. I'm looking at maybe on this one, 7 goals, Armand.
Wow.
Yeah,
shootout,
7
huh?
goals. Yeah, so 5.5
are
gets
the goalies
covered.
Weak? Are they weak?
I think their defense right now is not up to par. Montreal's really, they've been playing really well, but last couple games they've been letting some shots in, so I'm looking at Montreal here to score some. I think Ottawa will match them up with a couple goals, too. I'm looking at 7 goals on this one, over on the 5.5. Our next one here is Minnesota, -113, taking on Calgary. Minnesota, I tell you what, at 113, -113, that is a great play, my friends. And the Ocho
Wait a minute. I think
yeah,
we gotta
go ahead.
I think we better qualify that by saying, since you're in a Minnesota native, you may be doing what we were talking about. You may have a little bit of bias here,
bias,
right, Chris?
Because I put it on my fucking license plate.
You're a license plate Minnesota native, so I don't know about
Ocho, Minnesota. Yeah.
I think you should qualify that by telling the people that.
Am I in for this because of you now? Every time I got to fucking deal with this MN?
I fucked you.
Yeah. Next license plate, don't touch it. Minnesota -113 taking on Calgary. And I tell you what, the Ocho Man really likes the visiting team here in Minnesota. They've won their last 8 out of 10.
Wow.
8 out of
pretty
10. Minnesota's been playing really good, Armand. And I see a big ribbon being put on this from the Ocho Man. It's a gift to my audience out there. I think Minnesota's a sure winner that the Ocho Man's definitely going to be playing here.
Now, do they have to lay goals on that?
Actually, it's 1.5.
So they have to win by 2.
They have to win by 2. But that's if you take the puck line. If you take the
money line,
it's
right.
-113, and you can't
go wrong
with that.
So you're saying take the money line then?
I say take the money line
at
this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're only laying 13 on top of the 100, so that's a great play.
That's not even more than juice.
No, exactly.
That's
so
crazy. Okay.
I really think -113, mm-hmm. this is a gift from NHL gods here. Let's take Minnesota on this one. And our last play, we're going out to the West Coast. It's a late-night game here. Tampa taking on Anaheim. I feel this one's going to get real sloppy on defense. So I'm really looking at the over on this one. 5.5 just seems like it's a very doable number. Tampa's tired of this West Coast. They've been out there for the last 2-3 games now. They want to get back home. The Ducks, they've had a couple days of rest. I'm looking at this one being on the overside. I'm looking at this one being a 6-3 or 5-3. Again, I'm not saying what team's going to be the 6 or the 5 against the 3, but I'm definitely telling you that there's going to be scoring because Tampa knows this is their last game on the West Coast. Then they go home. They may give everything they got here, but they are tired. They're a tired
team.
So
you take that into account.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? They're really looking at this one as a game like, hey, this is it. We go back.
So this is the last leg of some West Coast trip.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah,
this
those are
it.
Usually
so that's
tough games.
That's my 3 games here, my friends. I've got the over on the Ottawa-Montreal game. I'm taking Minnesota tonight against Calgary with the -113. And if you guys want, take the puck line, too. -1.5 shouldn't be a problem for Minnesota, but play it on the safe side. Take the -113 on this one. And our other play here is West Coast. Tampa taking on the Ducks of Anaheim, and I'm looking at this one being over on the 5.5 as well. Well, Armand, I tell you what, man, this hour flew by again.
Wow, it's quick.
It's been great having you.
Yeah.
Will you be by again this week?
I think so, yeah. You have donuts?
Excellent. I'll have donuts. Right. I got two, three donuts there, all cream-filled, just the kind you like there with your whole milk. I'm sure you're going to dig it. And, Chris, what a great show again, and I'm glad to see you working this new board here.
Yeah.
It seems like you're really comfortable with it.
I think it sounds good.
Well, my friend.
Yeah. Also, everyone remember, if you want to find the Ocho Man iTunes store or Stitcher app, search for Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. Also, our website, OchoMan.com. Facebook, search for Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. And if you'd like to email, if you have any questions, concerns, stuff you'd like to hear on the show, OchoMan@OchoMan.com.
And that's great. And our Twitter account, you know what? I've gotten like close to 90 people. We just put this thing up recently.
Yeah.
Maybe a week ago.
It's at OchoMan Podcast.
Oh. Yeah. And
did you mention that I'm a lonely guy?
Yeah. I'm bringing you up every time on Twitter. Actually, they love you. They can't wait to hear from you. So that's what we got, my friends. Go to our site and make it happen. Ocho Man from Armand and Chris, we are out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.